This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellow Common Council and Lovejoy District Council Member, Honorable Brian J. Ballman. You now may be seated.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's my distinct honor to welcome you to our beautiful Common Council chambers. I applaud the mayor's decision to host the State of the City address here this evening in the People's House, where my colleagues and I deliberate and advocate for our residents each week. Tonight, I have the privilege of introducing a colleague that I've had the pleasure of working alongside for many years, our mayor, Chris Scanlon. Chris and I have known each other for a long time, working closely during his tenure as South District Council member and as council president. Throughout the years, we've worked together to move Buffalo forward, advocating for strong neighborhoods, infrastructure investments, and initiatives that directly improve the daily lives of our residents. Tonight, we'll hear directly from our mayor about the progress we've made and the work that still lies ahead. Chris's leadership has been defined by collaboration, a commitment to smart, responsible governance, and a deep love for the city. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to you the 63rd Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Christopher P. Scanlon. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Let's hear it for our South Park High School JROTC, our Riverside High School students, Vibrant Strings, and Pastor Dwayne Jones. Thank you all for taking part in this evening's address. Council President Bowman, Majority Leader Halton Pope, council members, distinguished members of our business and faith-based community, friends in organized labor, guests, and residents of the City of Buffalo. Thank you for being here this evening. I'm humbled to be delivering this State of the City address on behalf of the great residents of the City of Buffalo here in our historic City Hall's Council Chambers. And Council President Bowman, thank you for the wonderful introduction and for welcoming me back to the chambers today. I'm deeply grateful to my colleagues on the Common Council for their dedication and their commitment to the residents of this city. How about a round of applause for the council members?
These magnificent chambers embody the spirit of the words inscribed on the pillars behind you. Words like wisdom and achievement. Here, issues are passionately discussed and debated with the intention of making our city safer, healthier, and stronger. It is in these chambers where the voices of more than 275,000 residents are heard through their representatives who have been entrusted by their communities to serve. I know that none of us takes that responsibility lightly, nor do any of the people who sent us here. I'm no stranger to these chambers. I spent 12 years serving and making Buffalo a better place to live, work, and raise a family. Together, we've accomplished a great deal. We unanimously passed the city's green code that laid the foundation for renewed growth and historic investment in Buffalo. We've made living more affordable for seniors, veterans, and low-income residents through tax exemptions and other assistance programs. We built a welcoming and inclusive city, which led to Buffalo's first population growth in more than 70 years. During my time on the council, I grew as a man, as a husband, as a father, and as a public servant. I want to thank my entire family, especially my wife Katie and my children Thomas, Adelaide, and Siobhan. I thank you all for your support, and I love you all very much. I'd also like to express my sincere gratitude to my colleagues on the Common Council who put their trust in me to lead this body as president during an uncertain time. I made a commitment then to work with all of you to address the challenges we face. Now as mayor, that commitment remains. Let us resolve together to build the safest neighborhoods, the healthiest residents, and the strongest city we have ever known. I stand before you today with great optimism, but make no mistake, we are at an inflection point in our city's history. I remain convinced that Buffalo's best days lie directly ahead of us, only if we have the grit and commitment to reach them. I'm sure many of you came here this evening asking yourselves, what is the state of our city? Well, the state of our city is strong, but only by working together. Everyone in this room will we overcome the adversity we face and make it even stronger. I'm proud of the work we've already accomplished since I took office. Just 2 months into my administration, we passed the largest capital budget in the history of the city of Buffalo. This historic $110 million investment, including more than $55 million for improvements to several Buffalo public schools, will transform our city's physical infrastructure and landscape. By bringing a new and creative approach to our capital budget, my administration saved critical projects like the Jefferson Avenue reconstruction, the redevelopment of Main Street, and Build Back Bailey. This plan will generate more than $1 billion in direct and indirect economic impact. Students deserve state-of-the-art educational facilities. Our first responders should be equipped with the best resources available. Our renowned cultural institutions should be in the condition that is worthy of their international reputation. Our parks and community centers should be clean, safe, and welcoming. My first capital budget represents a new way of governing, a way that turns challenges into opportunities, that works closely with government partners, and commits historic investment that will impact Buffalo for generations to come. It is a pledge that if we unite, we can build the Buffalo we want to see. No individual can meet the threat of extreme weather. No single policy can protect us from an unpredictable economy. So as we chart the course of Buffalo's future, we must prepare for every challenge and do so as one city. I'd like to thank my partners in government, Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams, the Common Council, and Buffalo Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Tanja Williams-Knight, for joining me in this bold vision for the city of Buffalo. Our capital plan also includes investment in our winter response efforts. This has been one of the harshest winters in recent memory, the coldest in a decade. Since early November, the city experienced significant snowfall and dangerously cold temperatures. The extreme weather throughout the United States caused a nationwide salt shortage, but no one knows how to get through snow like us. I'm proud to say that we've managed this winter by implementing our new snow plan. This year, we deployed more than 24 new pieces of snow equipment to our neighborhoods to clean our streets. When Buffalo gets through a snowstorm, it's because we all do our part. We check in on our neighbors to make sure they're safe. We move our vehicles so plows can get down our streets. And we handle our winters together. By investing in this specialized equipment, boosting our fleet, and making targeted improvements, we're prepared to handle Buffalo's toughest winter challenges with greater precision and responsiveness. We could not have been successful without the steadfast support of New York State and Erie County. Our communication with Governor Hochul, County Executive Poloncarz, and their teams was seamless throughout every storm, no matter the conditions. I want to thank the Governor and County Executive Poloncarz, who is here with us this evening, for your continued collaboration and leadership. While I'm proud of how we handled this snow season, I know there's still more work to be done. The long winter season and freeze-thaw cycles wreaked havoc on our streets, resulting in the highest number of potholes in recent memory. You may have heard about them. Along with the Department of Public Works, I established a pothole blitz team, which includes more than 36 city and private crews. This initiative has successfully addressed more than 2,000 pothole locations, 1,200 of which were provided to the city through our residents through our 911 or 311 resolution center. I want to thank the members of our team who are with us from the pothole blitz team that are with us today. Department of Public Works Commissioner Nate Martin, Senior Engineer Don Polito, and members of our team, Dave Howard, Spencer Robinson, Brenda Daza, and Perry Sullivan. Thank you. As part of my plan to address street conditions throughout the city and ensure long-term infrastructure improvements in our neighborhoods and commercial corridors, I have allocated more than $17 million to repave nearly 200 streets this year. Work is scheduled to begin as soon as next month and will continue through the fall. Addressing potholes is only one example of how we will improve our residents' quality of life. I am committed to ensuring our streets and neighborhoods are clean, that our grass is cut on vacant lots, our garbage is picked up on time, and our housing stock is made safe by holding bad actors accountable for their neglect. I pledge to use every tool at our disposal to maximize our service delivery and minimize the impact on taxpayers. You're happy, yeah. While there are those who express doubt, about the future, I am confident in the ability and the talent of our people to lift up this city to greater heights. That is why I am building a team of leaders that reflects the diversity of Buffalo with the experience we need to guide the city through difficult times. I believe we need a change in the way we budget and a change in the way we manage. And you will see that reflected in my upcoming budget proposal led by new Commissioner of Administration and Finance, Ray Nosworthy. As we make the difficult decisions necessary to balance our budget, we cannot do so without support from our entire delegation in Albany. I have asked our local delegation to give us the tools we need to deal with our city finances ourselves. My administration is seeking authorization from New York State for a 3% hotel tax. Visitors should help us offset the cost of maintaining our historic institutions. Revenues from this tax will sustain capital improvements to city-owned cultural assets like Shays, Klein Hand, and the Buffalo Zoo that bring visitors here from around the world. I'm also asking for legislation to create the Buffalo Parking and Mobility Authority, which will eliminate redundancy in our parking operations. Most importantly, it will be fiscally solvent, saving taxpayers millions in capital repairs each year. There are examples of successful parking authorities across New York State, and it's time that we join our peers in implementing best practices. I want to express my sincere appreciation to Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes for her leadership on this legislation. I am hopeful that our entire Western New York delegation joins the Majority Leader in supporting these crucial proposals. Our Majority Leader could not be here with us tonight because she is working hard on our behalf in Albany, but she does have staff here, so please give them a round of applause. I have built my administration with a bold new approach to government, prepared to make tough calls for a better future. And I'm confident that we are equipped with the ideas and people to get it done. We've restructured our resources to build three offices, each focused on a specific challenge. These offices will come at no additional cost, and their work will save thousands of taxpayer dollars over the next few years. First, the Office of Emergency Management and Resiliency, which will help protect us against any and all threats, prepare us for extreme weather, and plan for the impacts of climate change. This office will also be tasked with implementing the City of Buffalo's first climate action plan, a blueprint for cost-effective, sustainable operations. Second, the Office of Innovation, whose mission is to reimagine city services and energize our talented workforce to meet resident needs. This effort is driven by one question: how can we best serve residents? Our innovation team is working to streamline outdated processes in every department and set a new standard for service delivery. Finally, our city has experienced the horrors of gun violence. Too many lives have been lost to senseless violence, and we need change. I'm committed to fully supporting the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is why my administration has created a director position to oversee that office, with an open search process to commence soon. It is long past time we dedicated ourselves to addressing the causes of this epidemic, and I want to thank Councilwoman Eberhardt for her commitment to safety in our city and bringing this issue the attention it deserves. Councilmember, thank you. My administration will continue addressing the growing mental health needs of our residents. We're partnering with Erie County, the Erie County Medical Center, the Sheriff's Department, and other agencies to address the mental health crisis in our community. This partnership will break down barriers to treatment, increase services, eliminate stigmas, and lead to better outcomes. You never know if someone is struggling. That's why efforts like this are so important. I want to thank the Patrick Lee Foundation for their support of this collaborative initiative. Every resident is entitled to feel safe and secure in their own neighborhood. From Kaisertown to Riverside, Ken Bailey to Grant Street, and everywhere in between. We are reimagining the relationship between police and the people they serve. People across the city have been loud and clear. They want a police department that is more visible in their community. Under the leadership of our new police commissioner, Al Wright, the Buffalo Police Department will focus on community policing and walking the beat. Special thanks to the Police Benevolent Association for their support on this initiative as well. A thriving downtown is crucial to continued investment in our neighborhoods. The pandemic put a strain on cities all over the world, but downtown Buffalo is open for business. With our partners, we are focusing on redevelopment, street activation, and public realm improvements to revive our regional hub. A strong downtown is a downtown for everyone. And, yeah. And to our 1,300 new neighbors at Ingram Micro, already betting on downtown's recovery, let me proudly say welcome. And beyond downtown, small businesses are the heartbeat of our neighborhoods. As a council member, I created a grant assistance program to support our small businesses. That program's success led to its replication across the entire city. I understand the challenges our business owners face in an unpredictable economic climate. That's why I'm forming a small business cabinet to make sure that city government understands the needs of our entrepreneurs and empowers them to breathe new life into our commercial districts. The cabinet will include business leaders from across the city. Please join me in recognizing a few business owners and association leaders here today. Larry Stitz, CEO of Golden Cup and president of the Jefferson Avenue Business Association. John Glavy, owner of the Brick Oven Bistro on Abbott Road. Lisa Rignola, owner of the Garage on Hurdle Avenue and member of the Hurdle Business Association. Adele Menesar, president of the Arab Business Association. David Metz, owner of Instaprints and member of the Chippewa Alliance. And Connor Hawkins, owner of the Banshee Irish Pub and member of the Chippewa Alliance. A healthy local economy supports small businesses and affordable living regardless of income. My administration is making affordable home ownership a reality in our neighborhoods. Home ownership is a building block to generational wealth for working families. Just a short time after becoming mayor, my team, in partnership with Erie County, completely overhauled a joint infill housing program to reduce construction costs and maximize the number of homes built. Now, we can expect this partnership to yield more than 75 homes, the majority of which will be located on Buffalo's east side. A sincere thank you to County Executive Mark Pullenkars and the Land Bank for their collaboration on this groundbreaking project. Thank you, County Executive. Everyone has a part to play in our city's growth. We are making it easier for people to buy vacant lots so that they can build more homes in this city. Under the leadership of new Executive Director Nadine Marrero, the Office of Strategic Planning is putting vacant lots back on the tax rolls, working with partners across the city to develop city-owned land into new housing units and strengthening our neighborhoods. More housing units on the market mean more opportunities for residents. Renters deserve safe, quality housing. As council president, I sponsored legislation that doubled the rental registration fee in order to hire 10 additional inspectors solely focused on proactive rental inspections. The program is now on pace to nearly double the number of completed inspections since I've become mayor. Too many people in Buffalo have put in the hard work to maintain their property year after year as good neighbors, only to watch the nuisance property next door continue to deteriorate. As a council member in 2018, I championed legislation to add unpaid fines and fees to the tax bills of negligent property owners. Now as mayor, my administration is using these tools to hold these bad actors accountable. I'm committed to protecting our most vulnerable residents. City Hall draws its power from the diversity of our stories, the strength of our neighborhoods, and the character of our people. Buffalo's past is a story of grit and courage. People from around the globe came to Buffalo for a chance to build a better life. Now, our future will include a new generation of Buffalonians from Asia, Latin America, Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. We welcome them, And we know that our success depends on your contributions. No one can predict what may happen in Albany or Washington, but know that as long as I am your mayor, you have a home here in Buffalo. We're fortunate to have so many agencies doing the hard work to make Buffalo a city that welcomes everyone. Please join me in recognizing the organizations that are here with us today. The International Institute of Buffalo, Journey's End, Hope and Peace International, Catholic Charities, Jewish Family Services of Western New York, and the Karen Society of Buffalo. Thank you. As I conclude here tonight, I'd like to direct your attention to one more word on a pillar in the chamber: courage. It takes courage to make difficult choices. It takes courage to do what is right. Let us all be courageous in tackling the challenges ahead. Let us all be a force for positive change. Let us be bold in our service and determination to make Buffalo a place that 275,000 residents are proud to live, work, and raise a family. So, ladies and gentlemen, I come to you as a neighbor, as a father, and as a leader to ask you once again to join me. Join me in this journey of building a safe, healthy, and strong city. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the city of Buffalo.
To offer the benediction, we now welcome Father Dave Richards, parochial vicar of the Catholic community of Buffalo North.
We ask that this State of the City address bear fruit in each and every one of us, that we together as a community will make Buffalo greater than it's ever been. Give us the grace to be attentive to those who go without. By the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. In the same Spirit, help us to relish what is right and always rejoice in your consolation.